They're having a special today at Sutton. They're giving away free chips.
I said legs and bought everything about the legs. And but then no rooster jumped on me. This old rooster Sunday, I told him whenever he turned him out, he was a turn, he'd jump on. I said, I'll kill him. If he jumps on me, I'll kill him if I can. And he jumped on me a Sunday, and we had an awful, but I can't holler to him. He can't hear. Ain't no use to holler. I just have to fight it out. That old rooster jumped on me, and I knocked him down four times. I had a cane out there. It was 4 feet long. And I knocked him down two times, and he come right back. And when I hit him the third time, he stumbled, and he upended, and he fell, and he rolled and squalled. And when he got straightened up again, come right back at me again. And I was out there, and it was early Sunday morning, and the grass was wet. And I jarred down on him again. I was aiming to break his neck if I could. And I jarred down him and hit him on the head, I guess. And that time he squalled and went around a little piece, and my feet flew out from under me, and I fell down. I said, Lord's sake, I better get up out of here if he comes back down here, jumps on me while I'm down. I got up out of there, and I come in, and I told him, I said, Mir, that rooster one's a-going. Whichever one you want to keep. Mir, that rooster one's a-going. I'm not a-going to be tormented with that rooster. So he went out and catched him and took him, chopped his head off. Now, they're a dangerous thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah.
And they're hateful.
Are those Hampshire good setting hens?
Well, I don't know. We never can get one to say it.
Oh, okay.
We ordered these. Yeah, I tell you, incubator chickens won't hardly say it. I don't know why, but they won't.
Yeah, well, maybe they need to be raised by mother.
Well, we always raised them when they're little under a brooder.
Uh-huh.
Then when they get a little bigger, put them up there in the hen house.
Yeah, I've got a single hen up there that's all she does. She just lays eggs here and there and everywhere and goes off and leaves them.
Well, ours don't do that. Ours goes to the hen house to lay.
Uh-huh.
Oh, he wouldn't take anything for them old chickens. I didn't want to get any less. We got these last spring. They're just a year old this spring.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't want to get any, for I wasn't able to fool with them. And he wanted some chickens, take care of them. He'd take care of them, and he has. I took care of them when they was little.
Yeah. Do those chickens get in your garden any?
No, they better not.
Do they do damage if they get in your garden?
Yeah, they'll eat stuff.
Yeah.
We've had them to get in the garden and eat stuff. But we've patched that on that old fence till I don't know where it'll patch anymore or not. Keep them out, and if they can't get to getting out, we'll just have to keep them shut up. Yeah. Of course, the 1st of April is the first time them was ever on the ground.
Oh.
Shed them up, took them up there and raised them last summer and kept them in there till, about they've been turned out about a week.
Uh-huh.
But we got that rooster off of Eddie Fitzgerald over there at Survey.
Uh-huh.
Where we got the rooster, last fall. He's just a year old, but we've had him here I have had him here, and I just got him in the hen house, and I'd beat him till they'd just fall over, and then I'd beat him a while. I tried to kill them, but I couldn't. And they was an old white leghorns, and they wouldn't bother me till they'd get straightened up again. And they'd get straightened up again while they'd jump on me again, and I'd get them and give them another beating. Time with them old roosters. But then. Now, what do you want me to say?
Well, now, let's see. I'll put on here, what's the date, Tom?
Today's the 29th.
Yeah, 29th.
Okay.
No, the 30th, isn't it?
No, it's 29th.
29th?
Today's Wednesday.
Oh, the 1st is Friday then. Okay.
The last day's Friday. No, yeah, the first day's Friday. Yeah, that's right.
So tomorrow's the 30th, today's the 29th.
Yeah.
29th of April, and we're in Elmira, West Virginia.
Yeah.
And this is Jerry Mills and Tom Haler, and we're talking to
Grace Nicholas.
And Grace, do you care to tell us what year you were born in?
1903.
Okay. And what we're kind of interested in was that your family had a little scrape with the Civil War.
Yeah.
Could you tell us who the what relation it was to you?
They're my grandparents. a grandpap frame and grandma frame. And she, grandma frame was a rose before she was married. And they lived over here on the head of Tate Creek.
Tate Creek.
Tate, T-E, I reckon. At the head of Tate Creek's where they lived. Uh-huh. And they come across the hill from Shirley. They come, well, I suppose they lived on the West Fork, and they come and went across the hill, and there to Grandpap Frame's house. And he made spinning wheels, and he had a workshop. They got behind the workshop to shoot at the house. And so I had an uncle that was in the house. Well, they had their family. My daddy was 4 years old when that happened. And they shot at the house. And when the oldest boy, I think he's 14 or 15 years old, and he went up in the roof. No, them old times was no log house, and they had them roofed with boards. And he went up there and raised the board just a little bit till he could see out to shoot at them. They spied him. See, when he raised, they was watching. They when they seen that board raised, why, they shot at him and just cut the top, hide the top of his head. And he come down out of the loft, as they called it, with the blood running down over his face. And that made Grandma Frame mad. So she just grabbed a revolver and kept that building between her and them. And there's a door in her end that she went in, and there's a window in the back end. She went in there. She went out there. They didn't see her. She kept that house between them, and I reckon they just hadn't come around to peep around yet. She got in there, and she had that revolver in her hand, and she just stuck her arm out and shot among them. She hit one, crippled him. Didn't hurt him too bad, but they had to pack him away. And they'd shot several times at the house. And but when she shot in there, that one of them, or some of them, started to come around to see who was in there. And they cut down on him at the house. But they didn't hit him, but they shooting at him. So they grabbed him then, and that settled the fight. They didn't get the horse, and they didn't. So there was about seven of them. Some of them lived down in here on the West Fork. And they followed him, some of them. Home guard, as they called him, followed him down there. And he was telling his wife, he said, what a battle they had there at a man's frame that's trying to steal his horse. But they had an awful battle, but they didn't get the horse. And they were shooting at the house. Well, she said, you fellas might have shot in and killed a little young. And he said, I could take a Union baby up and hold it by the heels and shoot it through and through. She said, you won't get your chance, for their house is surrounded. The house, the home guard had followed them, and they surrounded the house, and he jumped out the back door. He thought he'd get away. They shot him down right there in the yard, killed him. They followed several of them and got several of them killed. But now, that's the way the battle was there. And it lasted, I reckon, a little while, not too long, but it lasted a little while. But they shot Grandma. Some of them shot Grandma. Mom always told me, at her thumb, the leader in her thumb. Of course, them now, they could help it, but then times, you know, they didn't have no doctors or nothing else. And her thumb laid down that way the rest of her life. Huh. But she could use her hand, but then still that thumb was down there. Mm-hmm. Now that's a battle they had
so,
there.
So these people were rebels?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they was rebels.
Do you think they were really rebels, or they were just...
It was bushwhackers.
Bushwhackers,
as they called them then.
Bushwhackers.
Yeah, bushwhackers. They'd go, you know, and steal anything they could get off of anybody, where they could get it and get away with it. They'd stole several horses around, and Grandpap had a nice big horse, they said, and they went there to steal it. And there was a man that lived over there above Survey. He found out they was a-coming and what they was going to do. And he took across the hill and beat them over there and was told them they was a-coming. So they was preparing to get ready for them when they come. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. The old people had some pretty rough times.
Yeah, they did in Civil War. My daddy was 4 years old when that happened. And My mom was born last year. It went on for 4 years.
Where was your grandfather at the time? Or your great-grandfather? Was he at home or out working?
No, Grandpap Frame was, when they fought the battle there, he was there.
Oh, he was there.
Yeah, he was there. Him and an uncle that had come there, and Grandpap and Grandma and the oldest boy is the one that...
Well, great-grandma must have really had a temper then, didn't she?
She did have. I guess, like someone said, she was braver than every man that was there. They wouldn't have went out there and have done what she done. But when he come down, her boy come down stairs, the bleeding run down over his face. Of course, it didn't hurt him too bad. Just cut the hide across there. And just enough to make it bleed good. And that made her mad, and she just grabbed the revolver and went out there, threw her arm right out among them and shot them.
This fellow that stayed up here at the Billy Rocks, you know where I live up here?
Yeah, I know.
Was he the same sort of fella, a bushwhacker?
No, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
I don't think so.
Had you ever heard anything about him?
No, I never heard nothing.
You never heard a story about that fellow that stayed
well,
up?
Well, the older ones might have heard it, but I never heard it enough to know anything much about it.
Yeah.
I just heard that there was a place up there that the man stayed up there about a month.
Uh-huh.
Him and his horse.
And that was during the Civil War?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that is during the Civil War.
Do you remember on past there, I think they're called the Monroe Rocks?
No.
On Luther Chapman's place?
No.
Where that cliffside, I heard that they used to have picnics up there.
Well, I might have done it. I don't know.
Yeah.
See, they don't do that anymore. And that is before ever we moved in this part of their family.
Yeah.
I was raised back in the other direction.
Where were you raised?
I was raised over on Steer Creek.
Steer Creek?
Mm-hmm. Of course, my daddy had a sawmill, and we foddered it first one place and then another for 10 years. Then we moved back to what they call the Straight Fork of Steer Creek. So right, well, it empties into a Tag, as they call it. Used to be a store and post office at the mouth of Tag, but ain't none in there anymore.
What would you do? Would you live in a tent while he ran the sawmill?
No, we rented a house. We built one house. We had a contract cutting hickory timber for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he built a house, and he kept the boarders what worked for him. And,
uh-huh.
And I was about 8 or 9 or 10 years old, somewhere along there.
Yeah.
And what was your name?
My name was Frame before I married Nicholas.
Did you have a big family?
13.
13.
There's 13 of my mothers, and there's 13 of my brothers and sisters. I mean, I'm the youngest one, and the only one there are living.
Can you name them?
Well, yeah. The oldest was French. He was a young boy. The next one was Richmond. The next one was two girls, Hanny and Berthy. And the next one was a boy. He was Thurman Frame. And the next one was Thurman Mandy. And the next one was Letty. The next one was Harry. He was a boy. And the next one was a girl. She died when she was a year old. And three brothers, just older than me, Gordon, and Russell, and Carly, and me. 13 of us. They all lived to be growing, but the one, well, one died when he was 14 years old, and one died when he was a year old, and the rest of them all lived to be growing. And I'm the youngest one, and the only ones are left.
Hmm. For all of them to grow up, practically, in those days, was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, there's 13 of us.
What do you think's the biggest difference between the times you were growing up and the times now?
Well, there's a lot of difference. We didn't have much money. We raised our living. We didn't go to the store and buy it. And we raised it. We have too. We never bought much out of the store, and just what we had to have. And that's the way I was raised. Daddy worked on an old sawmill, and Mom raised the family. She worked, done like I've done, man's work.
Are you ever surprised sometimes, you know, you get to thinking about how different it is now as when it was when you were young? The big differences, the big changes, does it ever dwell on your mind a bit?
Yeah, it does a whole lot. I was a lover of horses, and he was too. So we matched up. Oh, I just loved to ride. And I didn't want on no deadbeat neither. I wanted one to move, and it had to move when I get on it too. I've run a many a horse race. I never was outrun but once. Now I couldn't get on a horse, don't suppose, if I had one. Couldn't get to it, couldn't get up.
Did you have a regular horse race someplace, or just get out in the country?
No, just get out in the country, a bunch of us, and just take off and see who could outrun.
Is that how you used to get about, though, when you were a young woman?
Yeah, I rode an awful lot. I had three brothers older than me, and they didn't want to fool with horses at all.
Uh-huh.
I worked horses. I've done everything work on a farm that could be done, all but plowing and mowing with a mowing machine.
Mm-hmm.
I've raked. And I tried plowing once a little bit, and I didn't like that, so I didn't fool with that. That is after I was married, and had it, cooters working away, and I had thought it could, well, my brother was, had a field rented in corn, and he was supposed to plow my little patch, but he didn't plow me enough, so I thought I'd just take the horse and I'd plow. Well, I plowed one row, and that is enough for me. I didn't want no more plowing. I've done anything else, built fence and whatever there was to do. Me and Mama stayed by ourselves when I was a girl before I was married. Dad worked away as long as he was able. And he died a year after we was married. had a pair of mules when I was a girl at home. I worked them, put them on a sled and worked them and rode them. Anything there was to do when there wasn't boys wasn't there, they was away working. Why, I was the boy at home.
Mm. You mentioned that your grandfather made spinning wheels.
Mm-hmm. Well, he made furniture.
Did he?
Yeah.
Did he make that chair out on the porch?
No, he never made that.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Does anybody have any of his wheels, or any of his wheels still?
Well, made? There's some around still in the country. I don't have any.
Uh-huh.
Mom had a spinning wheel, and she gave it to one of her granddaughters, and I understood. We was moving around, but I've understood that she sold it. They was out in Ohio. Mm-hmm. But no, he there's several around scattered. I don't know who they are, but there's several spinning wheels around that he made spinning.
What was his name?
His name was Grandpa Frank William. No. Milton Frame was his name. Of course, I never seen him. He died long before I was married, or long before I was born. No, he made bedsteads, and he made I've got a stand table in the house here that he made.
Uh-huh.
But he made beds. Of course, they didn't. I don't know whether they don't reckon they made any dressers. They didn't have anything. The stand tables is mostly what their tables. They call them stand tables. And mine's just about that big or square.
Did you ever see his workshop?
No, I never seen it.
I wonder if he had must have had a turning lathe.
Yeah, he had a turning lathe. That's what he turned. He had turned in.
Water powered or?
My daddy, when him and Mom went to housekeeping, he made the bedsteads that they had.
Mm-hmm.
And he made that stand table and bedsteads. And I don't know. And I've got a rolling pin here that he made. I wouldn't want to be hit with it either. I'm telling you, it's a heavy one.
Have you ever hit coot with it?
No. No, I've never hit coot with it. But this woman that lived down here on the creek, her man come in drunk, was head and was thumping her around. She got a hold of the rolling pin and she knocked him down. And then she called the law.
It's just the wind.
Called the law and told him she thought she'd killed him. Lived down there where the old schoolhouse was down there in that trailer. They live in that trailer now. And she called him on, and she said, "I think I've killed a man." And they come down, and he'd begin to come to. sitting there batting his eyes and said, and I said, well, if I she must have had a rolling pin something like I had. I said, or somebody, I don't want to hit somebody fat, they'd realize they was hit with it. But it's solid oak, and it's heavy.
If it was a little bit longer, you could use it on those roosters.
Yeah, that wouldn't be long enough. You've got to have something long enough for one of them. No, me and Cook never had no trouble.
A lot of old people talk about in the old days how much people would sing and play music and entertain themselves.
Yeah.
Did anybody in your family play any music or sing?
I had
much?
My youngest brother played the fiddle.
Did he?
Now he could make a talk too.
Yeah.
Oh, but though if I'd drive his crazy while he's learning to play that, then seesawed on that old thing for nearly a year. Then when he got to could play it, why he didn't want to. But my daddy could play. He had a accordion, he played that,
yeah.
And he had a graphophone. Uh-huh. No, forget what name of it was. He had an uncle that lived over on Tate there, and he died. And of course, there's several of them. Dad was the only one that was a living of that family, and he got $48 when he settled up. And he took that money and bought him an old graphophone with it. And had it yet when he died. It was good shape. But now, I gave it to one of my daughters, and she took up California with her. Of course, he'd got some of the kids had got a spring broke in it, and we couldn't get it fixed. And she thought she could get it fixed out there, and she did. She played it over the television, no, over the telephone. Played us some of the old songs that we used to.
Might be someday she'd play it over the television.
Well, might be, but I doubt it. But now she played it over the phone so we could hear some of the
What
old
did you listen to on it? The old Carter Family and pieces like that? Or?
Oh, there's Casey Jones. We had one of them. And I forget the others. There was two or three of them. There's just old, funny pieces. And I don't know. My dad'd play that old thing over and over and over, and he'd just laugh when they playing them old funny pieces. We had some songs, religious, but I can't think of that man's name. But he was a funny old man, and he just made all kinds of chemicals and acts on it.
Was it Uncle Dave making?
No. I can't think. Can't think what them. It wasn't a flat record. It was one of them round records.
Uh huh. Oh, one of the spools.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah. And just well, it was about that big around.
Yeah.
And they went on a thing, you know, and played Casey Jones and I don't know. There's so many old pieces there that I can't never think what the man's name was, but he was always comical. Mm-hmm. But talking about somebody had a fence built and they'd come along just asking questions, and he was leaning up against the fence and asked something about that. And he said, well, you're leaning up against the fence and you're getting paint all over you.
It wasn't Will Rogers, was it?
Uh-uh. Mm. I just can't think of it.
Did your daddy sing any?
Yeah, he could sing. He could sing bass. Oh, me and him, after I got growing, me and him would sing. And he'd sing bass, and I'd sing.
What kind of songs would you sing?
We sing religious songs mostly, what we sung. There was a man taught singing schools around over there where we lived close.
Shake Note?
Yeah. Morgan White.
Can you still read the shape notes?
Not very good. I can't see very good now because my eyes are like his. Now, I'm not as blind as he is, but my eyes are failing me pretty fast. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to go back to the eye doctor again in July. I go every 6 months. And he said I had a cataract just starting on that eye. He didn't think that if I'd ever live to have it took off, he didn't think it would bother me that much. But then something else, he said that it looked like I might be going to take it. But he said he had to take a black something. Forget what he called it. But he said if I took that, I'd just go plumb blind. But I go I'm going, they go 4 or 6 months is up. Somebody comes in, some of the kids comes in. Go to Summersville, to that eye doctor up there. Mm-hmm. Of course, Bell and Ruffner, they took me all the time. His old cars are getting so I'm afraid to ride in it very far. Fear to tear up and I won't get back home very easy.
Did you ever hear any other things about the Civil War from way back? Is there any other stories you ever heard?
No.
Or any songs about the Civil War?
No, I never heard no songs about the Civil War.
Was there a lot of trouble like what your...
Yeah, there was a lot of people. Men had to lay out. Well, my Grandpap Hall, my mother was a Hall before she was married, and Grandpap Hall had laid out a lot of times. They'd take a quilt and go out, lay out, and wouldn't stay at the house.
Oh.
Somebody was looking for them?
Mm-hmm.
Or they were looking to make sure no one stole from them, or...
They come in and stole, they just come in and take it.
Uh-huh. But the men had to lay out because they didn't want to get caught?
Yeah.
What, would they take them into the army if they could get them?
Well, I don't know whether they would or not, but then they would maybe kill them.
Oh. Hmm.
No, I guess the men, well, there's ornery on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
One side was just about as pretty near as ornery as the other side was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the stages. The Union, as they called them, I don't know where they just would do what the called them, they didn't call them veterans, but mm-hmm. do.
So it didn't really matter where you lived, though, everybody seemed to have trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Well, my daddy and my grandpap Hall, they moved to some other county, West Virginia, the claim was worse than any other county or state.
Hmm.
And they went to some other county, and so did my grandpap Freeman and grandma after they had that battle there. They left till the war was over with.
Oh.
And that's the way Grandpap Hall did. He had stuff that he didn't want to take with him, so he buried it in the smokehouse. It didn't have no floor in it. He dug a hole and buried his stuff that he didn't want to take with him.
He came back, though?
Yeah. Him back. They just went and left for time the war was over with. That time he moved up to Webster County, though, and he used to live over there on Steer Creek. But Grandpa Paul moved to Webster County and lived up there. He was died and buried up there.
Did he live up in that Diana country or Holly River country? I know there's still a lot of Hulls up in that.
Yeah, well, No, he didn't live up in there, but he lived, I don't know, it's over on the, just across the head from Little Birch, you know where that's at.
Yeah.
Just over on, over the hill from Little Birch.
Over near Irving.
Yeah, mm-hmm. In that direction.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Do you still sing any?
Yeah, I want to. Go to church, I do. I don't get to go to church very much, though. We got to go 2 times while the meeting went on over at Shirley. Could have went more, but Coop didn't feel like going one night, so we didn't go. And the next night, for Serenian, we didn't go. We just got to go 2 nights. We can't stand to go like we used to. We always went as long as we was able to go, and when he could see to drive, but he couldn't drive now if he could see. I wouldn't ride with him. He scared me half to death. We had 2 or 3 wrecks. I've been in 2 wrecks. Got hurt both times. He never gets hurt when he's in the wreck. It's always me.
Another thing that I'm kind of interested in is I've had older folks tell me little rhymes and riddles and things that they used to tell the children, you know, to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
And
No, I never done that.
Never think of any of those things.
Mm-mm.
Well, her youngest is 48 now, so I don't imagine she's ever thought of any in quite a few years.
No, been a long time. Yeah, our youngest will be 48 the 15th of next month. Mm-hmm. And he raised 7 children. He's got one in Marines now. Uh-huh. Young man. He's stationed in Tennessee, I think. But he's been here across in Japan for a year or over.
Hmm. Well, I appreciated it.
But of course, my daddy was 4 years old. But there was a man come to, well, his neighbor borrowed one of the mules to live over on stick to come over in here. And he fetched his daddy back with him. And his daddy was in the bunch that was in the racket at Grandpa Frame's. And boy, that didn't go a bit good with Dad. He didn't fancy that at all. He knowed him, but then he was a flowers. And boy, that just, he said that fellow was never getting one of them mules to ride again anywhere if he's going to let that thing ride him back home. When he only 4 years old, and of course he didn't get shot or anything, but then he could have.
Could have killed the whole family.
Yeah.
Just for to steal a horse. It kind of surprises me that they would come during the daylight like that. You know?
Well, I thought that's the way they went.
I would think they'd sneak up onto someone's place and just steal it out of the fields or something like that.
Well, they didn't. That wasn't the way they done there.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. They just come there in the daytime. But of course, that feller come and warned them that they was a coming.
Yeah.
And then he cut across the hill and their way and beat them there. And they was one of the girls. They had 2 girls. And one of the girls went out. Of course, they didn't have wells then. I mean, they just dug well, but I think they had a spring. She went to get a bucket of water, and she said, "I see them coming across the hill now." She could see them. I reckon it must have been where the leaves wasn't out.
Mm.
She said she seen them coming, so they was ready for them when they come. Mm. But Grandma's the one that whipped the whole 7, I suppose. That's stopped it. Hmm. Or they might have, some of them, been killed.
Yeah.
On both sides there, and some of them might have got killed.
Was there ever any black people lived around this country?
No.
At all? Uh-uh. Never was. Because a lot of the Civil War, you know, they were involved with that.
Well, there wasn't around in any ways near close around in this part of the country. Now, there used to be a black man, the first black man that anybody remembered, come to Gassaway. He handled the mail up there from the post office to the train where they threw it off.
Mm-hmm.
He had a cart that he done that with. But then down upon Granny's Creek, as they call it, now there's a lot of...
Yeah.
That's a black territory in there then. I don't know whether it is yet or not.
I just always wondered how them black people come to live there.
Well, I couldn't tell you that. Then it wasn't in the time of the Civil War, but then there was two families lived up on Strange Creek. No, it wasn't Strange Creek. 2 families lived up in there on Granny's Creek, they call it. And there's a bunch of Indians come in there and killed one whole family of them.
Of black people?
No. They was Indians.
Oh, I see.
There was Indians come in there and killed one whole family, and there was had a cornfield back upon the hill, and there's a woman that belonged to the other family. On up above them, there's two brothers. And she was up there picking beans, and she could look down there and see what they were doing. So she had a little young'un, small young'un, I reckon big enough to walk. And she put that young'un now down in a big holler stump, a way high stump,
mm-hmm.
and told him to keep his mouth shut. What would a young'un do now if a fella do put one in like that? Swallow his head off, have 90. But anyway, she run to this other house and warned them what was coming. Mm-hmm. Indians was down there, and they went on up there. But they got out, went up in the head of the holler under a rock cliff, stayed that night. And there was a baby born that night up under that rock cliff.
Mm. Was that the Carpenter family?
Mm-hmm. I know there's a fella up there in the Citizen's News office, and I was up there, oh, that's been 8 or 10 years ago. And he had a paper, he says, wanted me to read about that. I said, I've heard that all my life. I've got that off my heart. I don't need to read that in the paper. But I'd been told about it. And, no, and then there was another fella that up there in that territory that, see, the Union people had their ammunition and meat that they furnished their army in Sutton there. And the rebels, as they called them, burnt that. Mm-hmm. And they accused him, the Union accused him of being in that. And he said he was a rebel, but he wasn't in it. But they followed, took him out, and his woman was going to, and they was going to, he, she named him to go to kill him. And they told her to go back to the house, and they took him up in the bottom and at the end of the fence and shot him and killed him. Now that's the way they done. They just whoosh-whacked, that's what they called it.
Mm. Do you know what his name was?
Well, a Carpenter, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's what his name was. I've heard Mom talk so much about it. Of course, she was a right smart size girl, and that happened. But he was supposed to be, but he said he wasn't, and his woman said he wasn't, but then they accused him of it, so they took him out and killed him. Hmm. Oh, they didn't care for killing, didn't seem like.
No, I think that's the way it is in those times.
Yeah.
You said your brother played the fiddle. What was his best pieces?
He played so many, I couldn't, the turkey in the straw. I don't know what all he didn't play. Oh, he surely could make it talk. And I guess his old fiddles are hanging over there in his house yet. It's never been touched since he died, I don't reckon. Mm-hmm. He played music in high school.
Did Ward Jarvis ever live in this country back in here?
I've heard of him. But I don't know whether, I never none acquainted with him, but I've heard of him.
He was a fiddle player that I met. He was a fiddle player.
Yeah. Now my brother was really a good fiddler.
Jerry here's a good fiddler.
But he surely about drove us crazy before he got to he could play.
Yeah, I have a brother-in-law that learned how to play the saxophone.
Yeah.
And oh, he just terrified us for a while.
But now, he sure did. But he couldn't tune it up. Dad could tune it up for him. He could play the fiddle too. Dad could play the fiddle too. A few pieces. Sherman's Marching Through Georgia. That was Dad's favorite piece.
Did he play that? That was a Civil War piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you remember any others he played?
No, I can't remember any more that Dad played. That's, well, Corley played that. That's my brother. He played it too, but Dad, that's about the only, he didn't, couldn't play but two or three pieces on that fiddle. Mm-hmm. But he could tune it up for him. He got an old fiddle that was, well, it's an old fiddle, and it come unglued, and him and Jasper Lowers, they called him. They put that fiddle back together and glued it back together, and he got it re-varnished. Boy, it is shining. And I don't know how it looks now, hanging right up where he left it. Hmm. His woman won't let anything be touched or moved in the way he had it. Hmm. They lived over at White, and he worked in the mines.
That old line goes up and down the holler. I come across there. They tore that all up. And we were only going around up there. Well, I don't know who, they never asked me no questions. First thing I knowed, I think I could see it then. And we'd been to Sunday school back and eat dinner. And I said to the woman, I believe I'd just slip on the hill, look around a little bit. Maybe it was on a Saturday, I don't recollect. But anyway, we'd been somewhere and come back, whether it was Sunday school or not. And I took up the hill right out there and went up, sloped back next to the line fence more, getting on top of the hill. And I got up there, set a little old bullnoser, you know, hooked to the end of the pipe. And so I didn't go out to it. Wasn't nobody about it. And I just tuck on around and went out around along the pipeline piece. And I didn't know there was a laying pipe around the ridge. And I had it laid through me. And anyway, I met a couple of fellas coming. And they said they'd been up there to where they were welding the pipe together to eat their dinner. The reason was nobody around the machinery. And so I went up and met a couple more fellas. Then I got on up where they were welding and talked to them fellas a little bit. And they was welding, you know, and I just, of course, stood back out of their way and watched them weld a few joints and tuck off out of there. First I know they were coming through there that way with the pipeline. I thought they was going to come off by the well and around above the house here, you know, and down to the gun. Yet I was glad they went that way. It didn't hurt me a bit as far as that was concerned. But it got $500 out of it anyway.
Is that when you got your gas?
No, we didn't get no gas for a while.
It went on, and well, before that, I got the gas, I guess, before that happened. But there'd been an awful big truckload of that old pipe went up to Brown's here, you know, and I was cutting the grass off my meadow I had back there on that end of the hill. Both ends. No, I believe we turned this little meadow on this end out to pasture before I quit eating cattle. But anyway, Wayne, the fella that gave me a contract that we had for what he was doing up in there, well, there wasn't to be no pipeline come through that meadow up there, you know. But then when I read the contract, I never read all of it. I just took a man's word for a lot of that little fine stuff, you know. I couldn't read it very good, no how. So he had a line to go right down through the middle of that meadow up there. But he told me it wouldn't go through me up there. It wouldn't hit me only in one place, and I'd be up here on the hill where they'd come up from a well that's on that other place over there. They'd fetch it up there and put it into the pipeline right on me. That'd be the only hooking up on me that'd be, but they'd come clear around that ridge on the down in the my power part of the field. But anyway, there was a hole. They went up there, and of course we could see them. They come around there, and the meadow just rolled that big load of case or pipe off there in the meadow. It was right late one evening. I had an old big bulldozer up there. He had to pull him from the foot of the hill up here, up around there. Get him back in there somewhere or another. I don't know how long it was, how they got it up there, but they did. And the next morning, early like, well, then one went up. And I told my wife, if I could catch him, I was going to stop some things. And I took after him. But I just got up there. Of course, I expect I could have catched him, maybe. Tried to walk a little faster. I couldn't do a very good job walking it at that time. And anyway, I said, who give you fellers lease to unloading that stuff up there in my meadow? I said, that feller that gets contracts for things told me there wouldn't be no road through that meadow. I said they'd give him contract, give him leave to pull the pipe up there and unload it. Well, I said I don't want no more up there till they do something for me. I said they was to give me $500 for right a route to put this pipe through with me, and then was to buy plastic pipe and lead down here and hook it up to me on this here for the free gas. And I said they've never done nothing, and they will have been up there standing up there blown off for a year, and I don't want no more hauling up there till they do something that they promised me that they would. And